ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै So the Argala Stotram is a work in praise of Devi involving the prayer to ward off all the obstructions in our accomplishments, in what we want to achieve. And the main prayer is for wisdom, the vision of the truth, and which itself is a victory. And to have this Devi's form in terms of having the vision of Devi's Swarupam as one's own Swarupam, thereby to enjoy the absolute victory in terms of moksha, what we need is resolution of all the unwanted aspects, shuddhi, that also we pray for. Therefore, Rupam Dehi, Dayam Dehi, Yasho Dehi, Dvisho Jahi. So we have completed until the 17th. We're moving on to the 18th.
We have finished 18th as well, Swamini.
Okay.
So go to 19 actually.
Okay. Krishnena samstute Devi शश्वद्भक्त्या सदाम्बिके कृष्णेन संस्तुते देवी शश्वद्भक्त्या सदाम्बिके रूपं देहि जयं देहि यशो देहि द्विषो चहि सो द सेम प्रेयर इज देयर रूपं देहि जयं देहि यशो देहि द्विषो चहि O Devi, please bless me or bless us with the vision of your Swarupam, which is having Devi's Rupam. Bless us with absolute victory. Bless us with fame and please remove all hostility. And here addressing Devi, the first line consists of Devi's three names, but in vocative case. Names means this is praise. Krishnena samstute. O Devi. Devi is the vocative of Devi. O effulgent one. Devi. Nominative. Devi. Vocative. Devi. Nominative. Devi. Vocative. What does it mean? O effulgent one, O Devi. And who is she? Krishnena samstuta is nominative. Krishnena samstute vocative. Stuta, stuta means praised. Praised. Stuta, she who is praised. In vocative case, tute, O praised one, O Devi who is praised. Who, she is praised by whom? Krishnena. Kena samstuta Devi. Krishnena samstuta Devi. O Devi, Krishnena samstute. O Devi who is praised by Lord Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna. Shashwat Bhaktya. Shashwat means permanent. Shashwat Bhaktya. The ever devotion, the devotion always. Shashwat Bhaktya, the firm devotion. Bhaktya with devotion, by devotion with devotion. Shashwat Bhaktya with firm devotion. Sada Ambike. Sada always. Ambike, O mother. Ambika means mother. Ambike, O mother. Ambike, O mother. Sada always. Praised by Lord Krishna with firm devotion. O mother, O Devi, O effulgent one, O mother, who is always praised by Krishna with firm devotion. Calling her like that, then you ask, you express your prayer. Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Isho Dehi, Dusho Jehi. O Devi, Ambike, Krishnena Samstute, Shashwat Bhaktya Sada Samstute. Krishnena Shashwat Bhaktya Sada Samstute, Devi Ambike. O Mother, O Devi, who is worshipped by Krishna always with the firm devotion. Is it clear? Okay, next. हिमाचल सुतानाथ संस्तुते परमेश्वरी रूपं देहि जयं देहि यशो देहि द्विषो जहि हिमाचल सुतानाथ संस्तुते परमेश्वरी रूपं देहि जयं देहि यशो देहि द्विषो जहि. First in the 19th verse we saw Devi is praised by Lord Krishna always with the firm devotion. And in this verse, in the 20th verse, we see, we call Devi. We have to see how Devi is addressed in all these verses. Prayer is the same. But before you pray for, give me rupam, give me form, give me victory, how you address her, that is important. In the 20th verse, we say, call her Parameshwari. Hey Parameshwari, Parama Ishwari, Parama Ishwari. Ishwari is the feminine form of Ishwaraha, the one who rules. Ishwaraha means the one who rules. Ishwari, she who rules. Ishwaraha, he who rules. Ishwari, he who rules. So Parama Ishwari, O exalted Devi, exalted ruler of everything. Parameshwari actually is a vocative case of Parameshwari. As said, it's not a compound word. In fact, it's a very, very simple word. Generally, people name girls in India like this. So what does it mean? Parama Ishwari. Paramaha Ishwaraha. Parama Ishwari. Parama is a feminine adjective of Ishwari. Parama, the exalted, the most, the supreme. Parama. Then Ishwari. Make a compound word, Parama Ishwari. Then you make it one word, Parameshwari. Gunasandhi. Is it? Parama plus Ishwari, Parameshwari. And Parameshwari is nominative, long Ikaranta Shabda. In vocative case, Parameshwari. O exalted ruler of everything. O Lord of everything. Who is the Lord? The one who rules is the Lord. And who is the one who can rule? Who lends life is the ruler. So, O the ruler of everything, Parameshwari. Again, Samstute is a vocative of samstuta. Sam is a prefix which emphasizes the same meaning. Samstuta, stuta mean the same. She who is praised, glorified. Samstuta, she who is worshipped. Stuta, samstuta mean the same. Sam is a prefix. Invocative case, samstute. O Devi, who is praised. The most exalted, the supreme ruler of everything. You who are praised, samstute, O the one who is praised. By whom? Himachala Sutta Nathena Samstuta, Himachala Natha Samstuta, compound word. Nathaha means the Lord. She who is praised by the Lord. Lord means husband here. Lord of whom? Lord of Sutta. Sutta means daughter. She who is praised by the husband of the daughter. Of Himachalaha. Hima is means snow. Achalaha means mountain. A snow mountain is called Himachalaha. Himalayaha. Which is our Indian. No? The mountain in India. And then Himachala. Parvati is daughter of Himavan. Parvati is Lord Shiva's wife is called Parvati because Parvata Putri Parvati. The mountain is personified here as the father of Parvati. Where Himachala is the father of Parvati, Shiva's wife. Where Himachala Sutta means daughter of Himachala. Daughter of Himavan, Himachala Sutta. Achalaha means mountain, Hima means snow. So Himachalaha means snow mountain. The snow mountain is the father. Therefore, Sutta means daughter. Sutaha means son, Sutta, daughter. And Himachala Sutta, daughter of Himachala. And she otherwise called Parvati Gauri Uma. The Nathaha means Lord, the husband. And here the Devi, the Chandi, Kali, is the one who is praised by Lord Shiva. Okay, Lord Shiva. O exalted ruler of everything. Praised by the one who is praised by Lord Shiva, husband of Uma, daughter of Himachala. Is it clear? Himachala Sutta Nathaha is another name of Lord Shiva. Himachala Sutta Nathaha is equal to Shivaha. Shivena Samstute. Earlier we say Krishnena Samstute Devi. Here Shivena Samstute Mahesh Parameshwari. That is the meaning. Instead of saying Shivena Samstute Parameshwari, Himachala Sutta Natha Samstute. Is it clear? Himachalasya Sutta, Himachala Sutta. Himachalasya Sutta, Himachala Sutta. Means daughter of Himachala. And her name is Uma Gauri Parvati. And Sutayaha Himachalasya Sutayaha Nathaha. Nathaha means Patihi, husband. Husband of Uma's, husband of the daughter of Himachala is Himachala Sutta Nathaha. It means Shivaha. So Shivena Samstute Devi. O Devi, exalted ruler of everything, worshipped by, praised by Lord Shiva, husband of Himachala's daughter. After calling her like that, you express your prayer. Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Yesho Dehi, Dvishaha Jahi. Is it clear? Okay. I'm moving on to the next verse. 21st. Indrani pati sadbhava pujite parameshwari. ಇಂದ್ರಾಣಿ ಪತಿ ಸದ್ಭಾವ ಪೂಜಿತೆ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಿ ರೂಪಂ ದೇಹಿ ಜಯಂ ದೇಹಿ ಯಶೋ ದೇಹಿ ದ್ವಿಷೋ ಜಹಿ. ಇಂದ್ರಾಣಿ ಪತಿ ಸದ್ಭಾವ ಪೂಜಿತೆ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಿ ರೂಪಂ ದೇಹಿ ಜಯಂ ದೇಹಿ ಯಶೋ ದೇಹಿ ದ್ವಿಷೋ ಜಹಿ. Here again, the same Parameshwari comes, the same prayer continues. Rupam dehi jayan dehi sho dehi dusho jahi, same prayer continues. But again, you're addressing Devi also as Parameshwari, which is the same meaning. But now, we're adding one more thing. Pujita, samstuta, she who is praised, worshipped. And Pujita means worshipped. She is worshipped. Pujita, nominative. Vocative, pujite. Oh, the one worshipped. Oh, the worshipped one. Oh, mother, ruler of everything, a supreme sovereign, ruler of everything, worshipped, or the worshipped one, worshipped by Indrani Pati Sadbhava Pujita. Indranyaha patihi, Indrani patihi. Indrani patihi means Lord Indra. Indrani is Indra's wife. And husband of Indrani is Indra. Indrani patihi means Indrani, Indraha. Is it clear? Indrani, Mrs. Indra. Indrani patihi, Mr. Indra. That's all. Indrani patihi, sadbhava pujita. Sadbhavaha means with a good attitude, with love. Sadbhavaha means with, sadbhavaha means the good thought. When you pray also, you see easy, it is, you can, one can worship Lord with, without any good thinking also. So sadbhavena indranyaha patya pujita. She who is worshipped by Indra, husband of Indrani, with right attitude or with love. Sadbhavaha means love. So Indrani Patihi is equal to Indraha. Indranyaha Patihi, Indrani Patihi. Indrani Patihi, Indraha. Indrena Sadbhavena Pujita. Indrani Pati Sadbhava Pujita. She who, oh, the one who is worshipped by Indra with love. With good attitude, with a good thinking. Indrani Pati Sadbhava Pujite Parameshwari. Is it clear? She is worshipped by Krishna, she is worshipped by Shiva, she is worshipped by Lord Indra. The next one. Devi prachanda dordanda daitya darpa. Only thing I haven't remember. Samstuta pujita. We take pujita. Again, past passive participle, worshipped. But when you add visarga, it becomes an adjective. Pujitaha. He who is worshipped. Pujita. She who is worshipped. And pujita is nominative. Invocative pujite. Oh, the worshipped one. Vanangapattavale. Worshipped by whom? Worshipped by Indra. And how is she worshipped? With sadbhava. With the proper attitude. With the proper thinking. With the right thinking. Or with the right perspective. Or you can say with love. She who is worshipped by Indra with love. And you're addressing her as, oh, the one who is worshipped by Indra with love. Oh, Maheshwari, Parameshwari. After calling her, you ask for these things. 22nd verse. Devi prachanda dordanda daitya darpa vinashini. Devi prachanda dordanda daitya darpa vinashini. Rupan dehi jayandehi yasho dehi dusho jahi. Devi prachanda dordanda daitya darpa vinashini. Rupan dehi jayandehi yasho dehi dusho jahi. Again, same prayer. First, you are addressing Devi as Devi. O Devi. Devi. Ikaranta stilingaha Devi shabdaha. In vocative case, Devi. Nominative, Devi. Be careful, okay? In nominative, Devi. Devyo devyaha devim devyo devihi devya devibhyam devibhya na like that. But here devi, hey devi, O effulgent mother. Then so another word is long compound. Prachanda dordanda daitya darpa vinashini. Prachanda dordanda Daitya Darpa Vinashini. This is a vocative case. Take the long word, long compound. Vinashini destroyer. Ya Vinashayati Sa Vinashini. Ya Nashayati Sa Nashini. Ya Vinashayati Sa Vinashini. Vinashayati destroys. Vinashini destroyer. Ya Vinashayati Sa Vinashini. Oh, then Vinashini is Ikaranta Shabda. In nominative it becomes Vinashini. In vocative, Vinashini. Now Ikaranta Shabda. Ikaranta Stilinga Shabda. In vocative case becomes short. Vinashini. Oh, destroyer. Destroyer means remover. Whenever we say destroyer, you mean she who resolves, removes what? Darpaha. Darpaha, pride, arrogance. Pride and arrogance implies strong ahankara. Any pride, any arrogance is purely because of the wrong notion one entertains about oneself, having wrong identity with the body mind's complex, not knowing what I am. Isn't it? What is darpaha? Darpaha means pride, arrogance. Arrogance means what? Self-aggrandizement is also what? Ahankaraha. So the wrong notion, erroneous notion one entertains about the self, having wrong identity with body maintenance complex, not knowing one's real nature. This is darpaha. And Devi is the destroyer of darpaha, pride or ahankara. And ahankara of whom? Whose ahankara she resolves? Daityaha. Daityanam darpam vinashayati. Daityanam darpam, darpam, daityanam darpam, ya vinashayati, sa daitya darpa vinashini. Is it clear? So in vocative case, oh destroyer of the ahankara, the pride of demons. The demons. the destroyer of the pride of the demons. Daityanam darpam vinashayati iti daitya darpa vinashini. Is it clear? Daitya means demon. Daityanam possessive plural. Darpam objective singular. Vinashayati. Daityanam darpam vinashayati iti daitya darpa vinashini. Destroyer of the pride of demons. Okay. How does she destroy? Prachanda dordandena. Dordandaha. Doho. It's very interesting to know this. I want to know. Dordandaha. Dordandaha. Dordandaha literally means arm. Hand. In fact, doho means, see this do, doho, those, no, door means forearm. Forearm is called doho. Doho means forearm. Dandaha means staff. So door dandaha means actually long arm. Long arm. And here, the long arm for Devi, what does it mean? One who is among the very order dharma. Dharma is Devi's long arm. Wherever you do wrong thing, her hand can come and beat you. Okay? That's the meaning. Devi prachanda dordanda daitya darpa vinashini. Prachanda means frightening, fearsome, very powerful, frightening, fearsome, long arm. Prachanda dordandaha. Doho literally means the forearm. And dordandaha means a long arm. O Devi, destroyer of, O destroyer of the pride of demons with frightening long arm of dharma. Dharma is implied, okay? It's not mentioned there. I'm adding. Dharma means the order, law and order. Prachanda dordandena dordandabhyam daityanam darpam ya vinashayati sa prachanda dordanda daityadarpa vinashini. So you walk into a cage, you call the O Devi, O destroyer of the pride or ahankara of the demons with a powerful, frightening, fearsome, long arm of law and order, dharma. Okay, next. Devi Bhakta Jano Dama Dattanandodayambike. Devi, again Devi, 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 Devi. When you're calling somebody, Devi, very beautiful name. Devi, not Devi nominative. Devi, Devi, vocative case. O effulgent Devi, O shining one, O mother. Then long compound again. Bhakta Janodama Dattanandodayambike. Again, two names are there. Ambike. Devi, Ambike, Ambike, O mother. O Devi Ambike, O effulgent mother. Devi Ambike, O effulgent mother. One more word is there. Bhakta Jana Uddama Datta Ananda Udaye. I'll repeat it. Bhakta Jana Uddama Datta Ananda Udaye. I'll repeat. Bhakta Jana Uddama. Bhakta Jana Uddama. Bhakta Jano Uddama. Datta Ananda Udaye. Ananda Udaye. Anandodaye. It's a vocative case anyway. In nominative, Udaya. See, Udaya. Udaya means, see, Udayate is the verb. Udayate rises. But Udaya means she who awakens. Udaya means she who awakens. She who awakens what? Anandaha. Anandam. Ananda Udaya. Ananda Udaya. Anandodaya. Anandam. Ananda Udaya. Ananda Udaya. Anandodaya. In vocative case, Udaye. O, the one who awakens. Anandaha. One who awakens. Anandaha means, Anandaha means joy. Limitless happiness. She who awakens limitless happiness. Limitless happiness. Our happiness. Our boundless joy. Datta Ananda Udaya. She who awakens limitless happiness, our boundless joy. Uddama. Datta given. Datta given. Uddama, again, inexpressible. Limitless. Bhakta Jana, devotees. Bhakta, devoted people. Bhakta, devoted Jana people. So Devi is the one who awakens the limitless happiness already there, given, already given to them. As their own Swarupam, the inexpressible happiness already given to them. She who awakens the limitless joy or happiness given to them already, given. she awakens to whom? Awakens the joy of whom? Joy of people who are devoted to him, devoted to her. Bhakta Jana Uddama Datta Ananda Udaya. Another meaning is she who herself rises as the happiness, limitless happiness given to those who are devoted to her. She herself rises as the limitless happiness. She who herself rises as limitless happiness given, already given limit.
Swamini, what is the root of Uddama?
Uddama is just a word by itself. First see the word, you take the word Udaya. See, Uddama itself means limitless. Limitless. The word Uddama has different meanings in different. See, excessive, big, large, great. You know, Uddama also means proud. Different context gives different. So here, Uddama means limitless. We have to see the context. So bhakta jananam uddama datta ananda udaya. She who rises as the limitless happiness of devotees or people who are devoted to her. That's the meaning. The word datta is not necessary, is added just to adjust the compound. Uddama also means abundant. So abundant, great, limitless. Literally it means she who rises as the limitless happiness means how does Devi give devotees limitless happiness? She herself becomes manifest as the limitless happiness. She who herself becomes manifest as the limitless happiness of the devotees or the people who are devoted to her, who are committed to her. O such Devi, Bhakta Jana Uddama Datta Ananda Udaye Ambike Devi Rupam Dehi Jayan Dehi Yasho Dehi Jusho Jahi. Okay, last one. This one, all the married people should take this line for your sons. Unmarried boys can take it for themselves. Okay. Last one. Patni manoramam dehi manovrittanusarinim tarinim durga samsara sagarasya kulodbhavam. No. Patni manoramam dehi manovrittanusarinim tarinim durga samsara sagarasya kulodbhavam. Really seriously, I tell you, the unmarried boys should recite this verse very seriously. The married elderly people should pray for their sons. Okay? If you have daughters also can marry, pray for the son-in-law who is going to come also. No problem. Okay, doesn't matter which other child. Well, your own son, somebody else's son, doesn't matter. You can generously pray for the children also. So here, the person himself is praying. Therefore he says, finally, having prayed for wisdom, having prayed for victory in terms of moksha, having prayed for the fame, you know, which is everlasting, and having prayed for the resolution of all enemies, now finally we say, Dehi. Dehi is again what? Not Devi. Dehi is a verb, imperative verb. Please do give. Oh, give. Oh, Devi, please do give. And who should give? Patneem Dehi. Patneem Dehi. Patneem means give me wife. Bless me with the wife. Patneem. See, the word wife has so many words in Sanskritam to mean the word wife. And the word patni is very special. You know, you can ask bharya. You can ask other words are there. But why patni? Patni means patyuhu naha yajna sayoge. The patihi means husband. And the nakara is added to patihi. Make it patni to mean wife. Patni means the wife who alone is eligible to sit along with the husband in doing pujas and prayers. That's why it's a very special word. Which means there's no second woman for a man, okay? Definitely, commitment. Patni is a very beautiful word. Patneem Dehi. Please bless me with the wife who will be throughout with me, enabling me follow dharma. Sadharmacharini. A beautiful word. It's a very serious prayer. Intensely must pray, do the prayers. Patneem Manoramam Dehi. Patni means she who follows dharma, and she who enables husband follow dharma, and she who sits, she alone who is eligible to sit with the man in all the pujas, without whose presence pujas done by a pati will be incomplete and ineffective. So, Patneem Dehi, O Devi, please bless me with a wife. And who she must be who? Manorama. Manaha Ramayati, iti Manorama. She who pleases my mind. How does she please your mind? No? By having compatibility. She who thinks alike. Manoramam Dehi. I mean, she who pleases my mind by understanding my thinking. Understanding my mind. Please bless me with a wife who will understand, who understands my mind. That way he pleases my mind. Or she who pleases me understanding my mind. So, Manorama, adjective of Patni. Manoramam Patneem Dehi. One more word. Manovritta Anusarini. Manovrittam means mental condition, mental state. Anusarini. Anusarini, she who understands, follows, understands the mental condition, thereby who pleases me, pleases my mind, enabling me follow dharma. Okay, patneem manovritta anusarineem manoramam patneem dehi. Then thereby what happens? Tarinim. Again, the word Tarinim comes. Tarayati iti Tarini. Tarini means she who helps cross. Tarini kadakka cheyindraval. She who helps in crossing, she who helps in crossing is Tarini. She who helps in crossing is Tarini. In crossing what? She helps me cross what? Here cross the ocean. Sagara. Ocean of what? Ocean of the transmigratory life. Ocean of transmigratory life, samsara. She who helps me cross the ocean of samsara. Which is difficult to cross. So it is said, you see that one word, patni, then rest of the words are all adjectives. Manoramam, manovrittanusarinim, then tarinim, three adjectives for the word patni. Three adjectives for the one word. Manoramam, manovrittanusarinim, tarinim, patnim, dehi. Three adjectives for the word patni. And one more word is there. Kulodbhavam. Fourth word is kulodbhavam. See, kidrishim patnim dehi. Kidrishim patnim dehi. Manoramam patnim dehi. Manovritta anusarinim patnim dehi. Tarinim patnim dehi. Kulodbhavam patnim dehi. The four adjectives for the word patni. Let me tell you here first. See, kulodbhava. Kula udbhava. Kulodbhava. Kule, see, kula udbhava. Kula udbhava means kula udbhava. She who is of noble birth. She who is born the noble family. She is born in the noble family. She who is born in noble family, she who can help crossing the ocean of samsara, which is difficult to cross, she who understands the mental condition, that be he, she who can please my mind, please me, she is compatible, she who has mental compatibility, and she who enables me follow dharma as a partner in all my dharmic activities. Patni means partner in dharmic activities, including pujas and worships. Is it clear?
Can you, you said something about patni, patyuhu, something.
Yeah, that's a Pani Sutram. Patyuhu naha yajna sanyoge. This is Pani Sutram, which is not necessary. I just simply add, patyuhu naha yajna sanyoge. Pani Rishi gives that sutram specially why the word patni, why the nakara is added to the word patihi, to get this expression patni as expression, meaning the one who joins the husband in all pujas and yajnas.
But Naha is us there, isn't it?
No. Pat, Naha means Nakara, Nakaraha. Patyu, the word Pati Shabda. Okay. Pati is already there, isn't it? Patyuhu means what? Of the word Pati.
Yeah.
Patyuhu is possessive of Pati.
Okay.
Patyuhu, Naha. See, that's a sutram. Naha means Nakaraha. Nakara is added to the word Patihi.
Uh-huh.
To make it Patni.
Only
for being a partner in all righteous activities, dharmic activities.
Okay.
Especially Yajna means worship, etc.
Thank you, Swami.
That is simply not necessary. I simply added it, okay? That's the grammar thing. We don't need it. I simply said that. It's very important to pray nowadays for all the boys. Please do pray. Because very, very dangerous outside world. Very, very dangerous. Okay. Patni manoramam dehi manovrittanu saranim tarinim durga samsara sagarasya kulodbhavam. So durga samsara sagarasya tarini. She who helps in crossing the ocean of samsara. Which is the arglas, the kilakas, the stotram is Arglasvatam is over. Then this instruction given. Next verse actually instruction for people who want to do complete chandi. What is the instruction? Is the 24th verse clear now? Pat manoram. See here, manoramam patnim, manovritta anusarinim patnim. Manorama means she who pleases the mind. Mana vritta anusarani, mano vritta anusarani, she who understands the mental condition, she who has mental compatibility, like-mindedness. And then, kulodbhava patnim dehi, be blessed me with the wife who is of noble birth, who born in noble family. Kulam itself means noble family. Udbhava means she who is born in noble family. Then Tarinim, Durga Samsara Sagarasya Tarinim. She who helps me in crossing, me is understood, helps in crossing the ocean of the transmigratory life fraught with difficulty, difficult to cross. Patni manoramam dehi manovrittanusarinim tarinim durga samsara sagarasya kulodbhavam. Afterwards, there's some instruction, a verse of instructions given in the 25th month. Number. Idam stotram patitvatu mahastotram pate naraha tu sattashati sankhya varama apnoti sampadam idam stotram patitvatu Mahastotram patin naraha satu saptashati sankhya varamapnoti sampadam. Now, Palashruti is also given here. The benefit of reciting it also is given in the second line. So, idam stotram patitva. Patitva. Having read, having recited, having read. So having read this or having recited this stotram, which stotram? This Argala stotram. Having recited this Argala stotram, mean after having recited this Argala stotram, Mahastotram patet Naraha. Naraha means man. Man means what? Any, whoever wants to, whoever, okay, any human being. Naraha, a man, the person, one should, patet, ling, verb, patet plus naraha becomes paten naraha because of sandhi. Patet, man should recite, whoever, okay, one should recite, naraha patet, naraha patet, patet naraha becomes paten naraha. So man should recite, a man should recite, a person should recite, must chant, Mahastotram. Mahastotram, great stotram. It is, what is great stotram? Saptashati, okay? The stotram of 700 verses. One should recite the entire Chandi, great stotram. Mahastotram means a great stotram. Work, the great work in praise of Devi. A great work in praise of Devi is Mahastotram, which is Devi Mahatmyam. So one should read Devi Mahatmyam after having read this Argala Stotram. Is it clear? So which should follow which? Not after reading that. One should read this first because repeatedly reveal your prayer. The most important of this Stotram is what? The prayer. Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Yesho Dehi, Dvishojahi is the most important prayer. The most exalted prayer also. Because you're asking for, when the prayer, when you pray for jnanam, wisdom, moksha, that is the most exalted prayer. Because after praying for that, why is exalted prayer? I always tell you, the prayer which puts an end to the very act of praying is the exalted prayer. After having Devi's form, after having won the absolute victory in terms of moksha, what else do you want? That's why it's the most exalted prayer. And that prayer is very important here. Therefore, one must read this Argala Stotram first. Idam Stotram Patitva, okay, Naraha Mahastotram Patet. Naraha Mahastotram Patet. A man should read this. Man means anybody, who, any person in general. One should read, recite this stotram. Recite the Mahastotram, the great work of, work in praise of Devi called Devi Mahatmyam, after having recited this Argala Stotram. So if a person reads this, reads like that, what is the benefit he will have? Sahatu, such a, that person, Saptashati Sankhya Varam Apnoti. Saptashati Sankhya Varam Apnoti. Varam Apnoti, Saha Varam Apnoti. He attains the boon. Varam apnoti, apnoti attains. He attains the varam boon. Boon of riches, sampadam. Sampat means riches, wealth, prosperity. Sampadam, he attains the boon of riches, which is as good as getting 700 boons. Sankhya means number. Boons in seven hundred numbers. Saptashati Sankhya. Boons of riches in 700 numbers, which means Upalakshanam. 700 is Upalakshanam for the absolute end. He'll accomplish all ends. He'll attain all ends. He attains he attains apnoti, he attains the boon of riches. Riches in 700 numbers. Numbers of 700. It means he attains all ends. He accomplishes all his, he attains all his, the fulfillment of all his wishes. He attains the fulfillment of all his wishes. Is it clear? See, don't read translation there. Saptashati 700 Sankhya number. 700 number. Why Shati, not Sankshatam? Because Sankhya is a feminine gender word. Saptashati Sankhya Varam Apnoti. Sampadam Varam Apnoti. He attains the boon of riches. Riches in 700 number, which means the 700 is an upalakshanam. It is only number given simply to say that he attains the fulfillment of all his wishes. And what absolute end here? Moksha. Is it clear now? Idam stotram patitva mahastotram patet naraha mahastotram patet saha naraha tu saptashati sankhya varam sampadam varam sampadam saptashati sankhya varam apnoti. If you have faith, that's why. How much should I read? How many can I read? You don't need to eat. How much can you eat? Very little you can eat. But you have to eat something. But see, regularly, if you take up any one stotram and do it regularly, sincerely, intensely, pray, definitely enjoy the benefit. There's no doubt about it. I can't eat everything every day. Yes, don't need to do it. Every day you can't do that. But one thing, take it and keep on praying, definitely you'll get it. That is the thing. Okay, next is Kilaka Stotram. Actually, after finishing Kilakam, I'm going to give you a brief summary of Devi, the Kavacham, Argala and Kilakam. A brief notes like I give you. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.